Rap is likely to influence popular music for years to come. It has tremendous staying power because it lets ordinary people express ideas they care about in language they can relate to, put to music they can dance to. Not everyone can sing, but anyone can rap. 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 Anyone.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ Kane Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
No doubt.
I have to apologize. My voice is fucked up this week. I'm coming down with a cold. Wifey done hooked me up.
You know, it is the job. It is the cold and flu season.
Yeah, with the shit going around at her job, and then gave it to me.
Damn.
The spreading germs. Fuck.
No doubt. Anyway, let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kanye West told Static Selector Jazz was dead. So, what did Static Selector do? He went ahead and made a jazz-related album. And I'll read the copy so you can further understand. The copy goes on and says, what do you do when Kanye West tells you the entire premise behind your next passion and your next project as dead as a doornail? And it goes on to say, if you're a veteran hip-hop producer, Static Selector, you completely ignore him. Static Selector goes on to tell that he was selected as one of the, you know, guys to submit beats for Kanye's, you know, next project. And so he said he was flown out to Hawaii, was happy to be there, whatever. And he played Kanye a couple, half dozen tracks, and a lot of them was jazz loops and jazz related. And, you know, Kanye and his famous self was, oh, well, you know, that shit cool. Shit knock, but you know, that jazz shit dead, nigga. Shit's finished, nigga. Now,
talking all that jazz.
Now, most cats is going to be like, oh, shit, nigga, destroy them tapes. We better get on some motherfucking emo shit, or we better get on some motherfucking biting Kanye with spandex and shit, or some whatever. You know what I mean?
Cam Newton?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we better be on that shit. But Static Selector, you know what he did? He ignored that shit, and his new album is so fire. Static is my hero right now, because he totally ignored that nigga. Kirk G, you know how that go.
He was supposed to ignore that nigga. I mean, seriously, it's some bullshit. This nigga, he can just say something and niggas is gonna run out and just dump their whole fucking NPC and everything they got in that bitch, cause he said it's dead.
Oh, but that's how Kanye get down. Swerving, you're young, not even a young producer. You're a veteran in hip hop, and Kanye West comes to you, said, nigga, you don't know what time it really is, E Color. You change your mindset, nigga.
Like, word? What was the numbers on your last album, though?
It's a lot of units, though. I mean, it wasn't what it used to, though.
Mm-hmm. But we let's do those. Let's get that matrix and see who was buying that shit.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Avant-garde and shit.
Oh, that shit. Yeah, exactly. Shit, like Yeezus. Shit.
Right. Wasn't hip hop.
Sound too much like Jesus, if you ask me.
That nigga thinks he's Jesus.
Yeah, well, he I tell you, we gonna find out the wrong way. That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Yo, this is kind of crazy right here. Big Pun's widow, Lisa Rios, is suing Fat Joe for over $1 million. Now, this shit's been going on for a good while. It's just popped up again. Big Pun's widow has filed a lawsuit against the rapper and rapper Fat Joe. And Big Pun's wife wants over $1 million from lost income and royalties. Back in 2009, Big Pun's wife claims the lack of royalty payments caused her and her family to move into a homeless shelter. Fat Joe refutes those statements and says that he basically shot her a couple, maybe like 75 grand and shit. And was like, you know what? You got to do the best you can with this shit. Now, those aren't Fat Joe's comments exactly, but he alluded to that sort of on Hot 97, you know, and he was like, basically, because you Pun's wife, I mean, niggas is not really supposed to take care of you. Swerving, you say.
I say he's right. It's unfortunate, you know. I mean, I forget. I think it was Diff that always has this argument with me about, you know, what people do with their money. The music industry is really tore up when it comes to taking care of people. We know that, right?
No doubt.
So, you know, I talk about I-9s and all that stuff all the time, but we also need to be thinking about insurance, not just car insurance, but health insurance, life insurance, all that kind of stuff. You can't, I know that was his man, 50 grand and all that kind of stuff, but at the end of the day, you got to look out for your family kind of like before these things happen. It's unfortunate, but I don't think it's Fat Joe's responsibility.
Kirk G, you know how Igri said that, you know, we talk about that whole money situation in the music industry is fucked up. But we do know that Fat Joe with the old family plan, that's my brother. This is a family affair, my nigga. We like family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
niggas always talk that family shit until that family shit gets put to the test.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it ain't family, it's business, nigga.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you a question. So Fat Joe's had some major league pop hits. You know, he's had some major league money. You know, I don't know. I guess he's downsizing now from the Miami mansions and the Lambos and shit. You know what I mean? Theoretically, could Fat Joe even have $1 million to give her?
Probably, I don't know.
Probably. Not liquid, but I'm sure, you know, in assets and all that stuff, he probably has it available in some kind of way. Hmm. But then that will put him probably in a bind, you know?
Oh, that's true. And more importantly, and this is the sticky part, does she deserve it? This is the key thing. Does she really deserve it? Because Fat Joe's premise was, hey, number one, yeah, it wasn't like I didn't want to take care of that situation, and he probably thinks he did. But Pun's wife was trolling, you know, with the old, I was an abused woman, this, that, and the third, and, you know, does she deserve it?
But what's that got to do with Fat Joe, though?
Right, you can't put that on Fat Joe.
She's saying that was Fat Joe's man, 50 grand, talk that family shit, I got kids, nigga, where's that money?
Wow, it don't seem right. Don't seem right at all.
That's that street shit. That's that jail shit. That's that my husband got locked up and shit. You supposed to come through with guap, nigga. You still the man.
Well, if you saying something like that, then you supposed to be giving something else up then, huh?
It's
as wrong as that sounds, it's just as wrong for her to be looking for dough from that. You know what I'm saying? Get a job.
Well, there we go. That's what's up.
I mean, I remember a few years back. I don't know how many years back, but she tried to sell Pun's chain on eBay, remember?
Yeah, that's what I said. This has been going on for a minute, yo. This is not a new story. It's new that she filed a lawsuit, but it's certainly just a whole sad situation. Pun's life probably was very chaotic at the crib, and yes, he was married, and yes, he got kids who are probably largely grown.
Yeah, they're grown.
You know, so
this time,
that's what's up. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is your man Freeway said that the Rockefeller reunion is a possibility. And the people have been talking a little bit, talking about maybe we can get the band back together, you know, but not really hardcore, just sort of talking. Now, you could speculate on who's talking. You know, Jimmy talking, Cam, maybe Beans. A lot of guys probably need some guap right now. You know, the most I believe what you'll get out of this situation, maybe 2 to 4 concerts. Maybe you can get a couple concerts in New York, a couple concerts in Philly. But that's it. You know what I mean? Probably not enough money for the corporate to come out. Kirk G, you speculating on that?
If it ain't about the money. Jay ain't fucking with it. I don't know if Jay fucked with that. I mean, he could definitely do it and bring niggas back together, but there's a lot of history there. There's a lot of shit you got to sweep under the rug.
Yeah, it's a lot of bad blood.
A lot of bad blood there, and especially from them Cam and them niggas towards Jay.
Well, okay, but what I'm saying is, there's a lot of bad blood, but right now, I bet you Jimmy and them niggas money getting tight.
Oh, yeah, they'd be willing to. Well, on their end, they're easy to sweep shit under the rug. Be like, fuck it, we'll make this money, even though we still don't like this nigga. Fuck it, we'll act like we like him just to make this money right now.
That's what I'm saying. So you don't think that the corporate could come through for a couple of dates? Maybe, like I said, two in New York, maybe two in Philly, and maybe one in Atlanta, tops, for the whole rock, the whole joint, back the band, back together for exclusive.
Can't happen, B. I mean, it could, but like I said, there's a lot of water under that bridge. You got to put a big ass dam up.
Can you get a corporate rapper out there swerving? Come on, man.
Nah.
Come on, really?
Nah. He ain't gonna be a part of that because there ain't enough money.
See, that's what I was thinking. I was like, you could probably get 99.9% of them to agree to do it, but it won't make any sense without the corporate. Considering he's gonna be hogging up everything anyway.
This
know
man
what I mean?
Is traveling the world doing concert with his wife. He ain't thinking about them kids.
Wow.
Yeah, them niggas, they has-beens now. And they need him. And he's in the catbird seat.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, okay, now y'all niggas need me. Y'all want to make some money off my name. If I
they
put my name on the bill,
niggas
is going to show up.
Oh, damn.
Put him on the bill, and then, oh, Jay-Z won't be performing, and...
Oh my god!
They do that shit all the time, anyway.
Yeah,
they
that's true.
That bullshit.
Yeah, but they wouldn't do that, man. Fucking corporate rappers, lawyers will come in and wrap them niggas up and shit, and them niggas I never get out of court with that shit.
I gotta say something real quick too.
Yo,
listeners probably happy. Kurt G got that baritone going on and whatnot.
Yeah, B.
He said it's a sickness, but he got that Barry White.
Yeah, my shit is fucked up right now. I got fucking sitting here sucking down this
H2O. Oh, man. Damn. Tell him what that is.
Wilder.
I think it's a new drink and shit.
Wilder. Damn. No doubt. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, yo. Rest in peace to Joseph Leslie Joe Sample. My man. Keyboard player. For those of you who don't know, he's a jazz musician, and he played keyboards for a group called the Crusaders. But, you know, again, he's one of these giants in the jazz world where, unfortunately, this is not the right form. We're going to give him a shout-out because it's certainly a rest in peace. Joe Sample began to play the keyboard at the age of 5, so you know he was a music prodigy.
Yep.
He went on to basically, he met two of his friends in the Crusaders while they were in high school. And then he went on to college. Obviously, he did that thing, became a top studio musician in Los Angeles, California, appearing on the albums of no less than Joni Mitchell, Marvin Gaye, Tina Turner, B.B. King, Joe Cocker, Minnie Riperton, and Anita Baker.
That boy good.
That boy good.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, no doubt. So, and you know, for those of you who really don't know, his biggest hit came from the 1979 record and album Street Life, lead vocals by Randy Crawford, by the way. I love that record. That's what you talk about, soul singing sisters right there. Anyway, and my personal favorite record is the 1989 release Spellbound. I bought that actually vinyl record from a Sam Goody on Rockville Pike, my nigga.
Hey, wow. Rest in peace to Sam Goody.
No doubt.
So,
Sam Goody got it.
Yeah, no doubt. So certainly, rest in peace to Joe Sample. I hope we can get some Joe Sample at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. You just pick out the cut unless you want to put your street life up.
Oh, okay. Well, no doubt. We'll talk about it. Anyway, and also, we want to give condolences to Common, who lost his father a couple of weeks ago. Lonnie Lynn, I guess they just called him Pops, the father of Common. He passed away. And for those of you really who may not be down, he was a regular contributor to his son's album because he did the spoken word on the end of each of his son's CD. Yeah. So definitely shout out to him, no doubt. And rest in paradise to those two brothers, certainly. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest is your man TD Jakes takes legal action against Young Jeezy.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost remix by Young Jeezy featuring Kendrick Lamar was produced without the knowledge and consent of TD Jakes Enterprises, Dexterity Music, and its associated companies. We're taking the legal and necessary action to stop this unauthorized use of TD Jakes' intellectual property. That is the first paragraph of the lawsuit. Now, every time these motherfuckers get up here, and including Jeezy, talking about talking about drug dealing at a high level, major league pimping, the whole nine. How you gonna put out a record on a major label without getting a sample clear? This can't be an oversight. Jeez, he talking about that trap shit all day. And the major league drug dealers on the street can't be sloppy and forgetting shit.
You know Jake's not going to be a party to that bullshit.
Well, I know why Jake's suing, and we know that the Reverend is not going to be a party to no trap shit. But you ain't got to be a party to this, not to try to clear. Let's say he tried to clear the sample and he didn't. That's one thing if you want to put it out free as a kicker.
You know what? You know, some of these dumb niggas, yo, they probably hear this shit on YouTube and thinking, okay, yeah, we could take that shit. It's free. It's out there. Anybody can use it.
It's a part of a speech from one of T.D. Jakes' sermons.
Right.
So, Swervin, how can this nigga be the veteran trap drug dealing nigga and he not get this shit taken care of? He couldn't have been too busy.
You really thought I was even gonna care about Jeezy when we talking about TD skates, TD fakes? Come on, B.
B.
Come on, B. I'm talking about
the topic at hand. You can give your personal issue on Jake's. This is a free forum.
It's all about the money. And if a nickel bag is sold on the corner, TD Jakes wants in.
So
he could have easily swept that under the rug or not even cared. Why is he even listening to that shit?
Somebody brought it to a situation.
Somebody brought it to a exactly. I mean, let's not act like somebody didn't say, oh, Reverend Jakes.
My son was listening to this record, mm-hmm. and I heard your voice in the beginning of it. I said, what is Jakes doing on here?
Thought it was a regular sermon, huh?
Well, again, and then, like I said, TD Jakes, Enterprises, Dexterity Music, and its associated companies.
Yeah.
Let's just say Jakes is about his business.
Clearly, much more than the guys in the street who say they was about their business.
Oh, they got attorneys. That's all you need in your business, to have a good-ass attorney, for real.
You mean Jeezy guy don't have an attorney?
Apparently not, or he didn't listen to him.
Nobody up at the Def Jam offices said, that sounds like TD Jakes. Did we get clearance on that?
Man, please.
Them niggas
they swiped that and slid it in there. They might have slid it in there after it was even done. You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
Gee, this is a major label release with Kendrick Lamar on a remix, B.
This is what happens when you have major labels with idiots, street thugs or whatever they want to call themselves, thinking they running shit.
Mm. All right. Indeed.
You get sloppy. You get fat.
Yeah. They see it ain't like the streets when these lawyers and everybody get involved.
Exactly.
You can't just thug your way through that shit.
So they not running up to Bernstein and Grit Betterman and trying to shoot nobody.
So the key thing is, I wonder, now you is sort of has some disparaging words for Jakes. So maybe the record won't get pulled. Maybe Jakes is saying come up with the dollar amount.
Absolutely.
At least
settlement.
Now, what if Jake says, I, you know what? I pulled that whole shit, nigga. I'm going to do a motherfucking Bismarcky. Pull the whole shit off the shelves, nigga.
Or Chuck D.
Or whatever. Get rid of it.
Well, we will see. I guarantee you some money will change hands.
Oh, okay.
We talking about TD Jakes, son.
All right.
Money will exchange hands.
I ain't got nothing bad to say about the Reverend, but I see you
then
got
we'll
some...
worry about where 10% goes.
See, you got some disparaging words about the Reverend.
Well, I always will.
Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and I say this with... trying to say this the right way. Let me just read the copy. Florida State suspends Jameis Winston for screaming fuck her right in the pussy at a campus lunch counter or some event. Jameis Winston's got to be the dumbest motherfucker out there right now. I know you're a young guy, but why would you do that considering all the things that's going on in the National Football League? Matter of fact, when I seen them talking about this on MSNBC, the motherfucking white folk up there was so incensed, they couldn't even get his name right because they kept calling him Jamal. They were incensed. Why isn't he kicked off the Florida State team, the Florida State the whole campus just jettisoned him. They were incensed, by the way, kept calling him Jamal.
Meanwhile, their kids, the ones that was on MSNBC, are the ones that's saying that shit also. They jumping up on tables and saying that shit. That was just some viral bullshit.
Oh, yeah, that's all what it was. It was all some video shit.
It was stupid. This nigga know he's not some regular college kid on the fucking campus. They can just jump up on a table and say that shit.
But hold on, though, B. This kid is 2 years out removed from high school.
Yeah.
Yes, he did get the Heisman, and he won the, you know, all this stuff. But he is, what, 18?
Okay, can I get on my MSNBC, my nigga?
In a second. You know what I'm saying? He has put himself in a situation by trying to steal the crab legs, say, I forgot. I mean, I'm going to go just take a shopping cart and forget to pay. You know what I'm saying? That's just stupid.
So you got a crab legs incident.
Right. Then the incident with the girl that he was accused of.
But not convicted. Just accused, right, and then the case was dropped.
No, hell no.
So those things right there, as we all know, should have had some uncle, father, brother, cousin, somebody be like, nigga.
See, and that was my thing to Kurt G when we was talking about this earlier. And Kurt G, you were saying what?
Well, I was saying that this nigga, he wants to be the center of attention. He likes to be, to walk in the room and everybody pay attention to him. So for him to jump up on the table and say that shit was just one of those attention grabbing things, just to show that me, I'm one of you guys. I'm one of the regular guys here. Look, I'm the cool guy in the room.
Nigga's not regular,
but see, he's not looking at it like that. Like he said, he's only a couple years removed from high school. He's still a dumbass kid, and everybody still treats him like he's the man. Like he don't have somebody at home. At least I think he doesn't. I won't say he doesn't. Maybe this nigga just don't listen to his parents telling him, yo, you need to stop that shit. What the fuck are you doing?
B, motherfuckers was already talking about when, not if, but when they get rid of Jameis Winston, how they can keep him from going to the National Football League, my nigga.
Hey, that's some hate right there.
B, I'm telling you, they were incensed. Damn. They were incensed at this nigga. And I'm thinking, just like Kurt G, you mean to tell me there's no grown man, uncle, cousin, pastor, somebody to pull this nigga inside and be like, look, the white folk right now, son, it just ain't the season. I know you're a young boy and you done made mistakes. But the key word is you done made. Because if you continue to make them,
it's over for you.
That's it.
You won't even get a sniff at the NFL. You're going to have to try baseball, nigga.
Mm. No doubt.
Good luck with that too.
No doubt.
He's building a case for himself to be seen as a head case.
So, the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I gotta be honest with you. I gotta kind of call this. Remember when we used to have that Cuts Across King Killer's Radar that you loathed?
Yep.
That you didn't fuck with it.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is a modified King Killer's Radar because this is more of a Cuts Across Kurt G's Goat. And uh-oh, this shit got Kurt G's goat.
Uh-oh.
Last week, we did touch on that. Music Soul Child was trying to rap. Oh, me and Kurt G, you know, we fucked around and the rules got fucked up. We ended up with the EP.
We found it somewhere.
It's,
well,
it's,
it found us.
It's called Music, the Hustle EP.
The Hustle.
The Hustle, yeah, but it's an EP. It's three song joints on there, three joints. And Kurt G, you say
bullshit. This nigga, yo. This nigga wanna sound like, wanna be like Future.
Yo, son, you'd have heard this shit.
Yo, B, that shit is nasty, son.
You'd have heard this shit. I know Future probably listens to this shit like, that motherfucker.
Wow.
That shit's nasty, B. That shit's nasty. It's not even worth
it. Yeah, that's all you can say. It's nasty.
Don't go there, B.
Yeah. I mean, yo, I don't really get surprised by much, but I gotta be honest with you, yo. That shit, I was flabbergasted listening to
that shit,
yo.
Is fucking nasty. Fucking toe jam sandwich, son.
Wow.
That shit's fucked up.
Yo, son, I mean, you know what it was? It's because when a guy like that who makes credible and knows and has made credible music. I mean, it's like, how can you even reach for this shit? I mean,
you don't even hear his regular voice. His nigga's just Future on it.
Oh my
god. Fucking, it's bullshit.
Wow. See, look, you know what? It's like, I feel like it's a car accident. I don't want to look. I don't want to hear it.
Yes. That is such a perfect analogy.
You're
going to
look, B. You're going to go find it, and you're going to listen.
That is a perfect analogy of this joint.
You're going to go find it.
It's like a car accident, yo.
Because I said it's nasty so many times, they're going to have to go listen to it.
Oh, it's incredible, yo.
You don't want to listen to it.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible, yo. No doubt. Next up on Hip Hop Digest is the end of indie music on SoundCloud as we know it. Now, we know that music and the evolution of digital music has gone through since the way back, Igria, your days at Rhea, since the days, the good old days of Napster.
Yeah.
And the Diamond Rio player. Who indeed. Really knows what time it, what that is with that?
Yes, indeed.
That's the music industry's biggest fuck up right there.
No doubt.
Getting rid of Napster.
But so as that has continued on, we've had different revolutions. I remember when YouTube was a fucking revolution. You know what I mean? You could put absolutely anything on YouTube you wanted to. It was just the wild, wild west. Major labels came in, television companies, everybody came in. Next thing you know, YouTube and shit. It's worse than watching regular TV. You got so many fucking commercials.
Yeah.
But SoundCloud was the de facto mom and pop record store of the internet. Everybody was putting their shit on SoundCloud. Some for download, some for, you know, sampling purposes, whatever. Remixes. I mean, it was just a mom and pop store. You could literally DJ an exclusive party off joints you found off SoundCloud.
Yep.
I mean, SoundCloud was that thorough. But guess what happened? SoundCloud got a deal with Universal Music.
Oh, shit.
Citing that Spotify, Pandora, and all these other people are now partnering with today's biggest labels and getting the official licensing together. So next thing you know, you may click on the joint you want to hear on SoundCloud. You may have to hear a commercial for the U2 album first before you get to the cut, my nigga. Universal Music Group is already deleting cuts and suspending accounts. The SoundCloud people who invented this shit have no say-so because Universal Music has stuffed a wad of cash in their mouths so fat that they can't talk.
It ain't about the money.
So, that's another rest in peace. Ooh. We want to say rest in peace to SoundCloud, the internet's mom and pop record store, because it will no longer exist.
See, money is the root. I don't even know what is the root of, but money is the root. B, everybody's trying to get to it.
B, I'm trying to tell you, it's the root. But a motherfucking young niggas will tell you, niggas, that's the only thing that matters is that guap.
Yeah, herein lies the problem.
Ah, indeed. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is the No Guns Allowed hits the BET Hip Hop Awards red carpet. Now, let me read this. The BET Hip Hop Awards brings out some of the biggest stars and the names in hip hop each year at the Atlanta Civic Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Hip hop heavyweights, rising stars are eager to share info on their newest projects, excitement for the cipher. But this year, they decided to touch on a more
conscientious.
Thank you, sir. Issue. Gun violence via activism. The League of Young Voters, along with Snoop Doggy Dog, I don't think he's calling himself that these days, bring their anti-gun violence campaign, No Guns Allowed, to the 2014 BET Hip Hop Awards red carpet in Atlanta. The initiative lifts up the anti-violence message, urges legislators to pass safer and more responsible gun laws. The campaign was inspired by Snoop Dogg's peaceful song by the same name, No Guns Allowed, from his reincarnated album.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch,
meanwhile,
you
man,
have
this is
Jeezy and hold Amigos up, performing
hold up,
on the stage.
Hold up,
talking back, about gunplay.
Back at the ranch, my nigga. So check it out. Back at the ranch, Snoop Dogg's getting interviewed about the No Guns Initiative, along with DJ Mustard, Rich Homie Quan, K Camp, the aforementioned Migos, Ray Shemurd, Big Crit, and Young Jock, who are all speaking on gun violence and awareness. Now look at that list. You got Snoop Dogg. Yeah, he's probably, I don't know, maybe he's not claiming his ex-gangster shit he did on Death Row. Maybe he's had a change of heart. You got DJ Mustard, who, you know, got into a fight and had his security beat another rapper to an inch of his life. Now, Mustard's on the video the next day talking greasy and flashing a lot of money. Kurt G, I'm sure Rich Homie Quan has shot at or otherwise done something to harm someone in his records.
A lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle.
K Camp, who at a minimum is slapping bitches. Migos were swerving.
Come on, son.
That's it. Ray Shemurd. Now he's the young kid with that no flex zone. And then he have some line in his day about niggas better not get to him. He, by the time he gets done drinking that lean, he don't have to pull something out on niggas. On that
somebody
no flex zone shit.
For that little nigga. Fuck is your little ass that we're talking about that shit.
So he's talking about lean and he talking greasy. Now Big Crit is probably the only one who probably could speak to any knowledge about this subject. Because, you know, Crit is, you know, a forthright and conscientious young gentleman. And a young jock is a washed out Herb who do anything to get on TV any motherfucking
it's
way.
It's going down.
You know? So, you know, I remember a wise man once said, yo, what's that Outkast shit? Don't pull the thang out unless you plan to bang.
Bombs over bags.
Yeah, I mean, damn, yo. I'm kind of frustrated in that you have this young people's initiative. And these young people, along with Snoop, who, you know, I'm not poo-pooing what they trying to do. But you cannot be interviewing these niggas on the red carpet talking about, yeah, nigga, we need to stop all this gun violence. When the next thing you know, you're going to be hearing some lyrics about niggas in an abandoned house selling illegal narcotics and what type of gun they're holding. What are they going to do? Plant flowers with them shits?
Nah.
Damn.
Nah, yo, they going to shoot somebody with them shits.
I think Deborah Laws needs to pull a Eric Holder. Get up out of there, B. Let somebody else have that. Let somebody else be the face of BET that's really going to change. Because it ain't changing. I'm already expecting for your girl, Nicki Fassad, to be 6 years in a row. Rapper of the year.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's all foolishness, B. But wait. How are you going to have... I mean, what you said was about them having the ability to do that, yes. But you're going to put that on a goddamn... One of your supposedly top flight award shows. That's like the Grammys or the Oscars doing that. I mean, they're going to do it on the side, B. You're not going to do it right there. I mean, you're liable. You know how we can act sometimes. Because it's a situation, you have somebody drive by the damn red carpet and shoot something.
Right, I understand that. But this is what I'm saying. To me, it goes beyond BET. It goes beyond just like that No Violence song. And we speculated how many of those niggas is going to be holding guns on their next record. I mean... African Americans, I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe they're saying, look, you got to reach a younger audience. There's no need to have intellectual niggas talking down to niggas in the hood. Like Bill Cosby got caught out in B-more that time.
Right.
You know, Cos talking to a bunch of motherfuckers who live in Mitchellville.
Mitchell Villains.
Prince George's County. You know, high-end African American income earners about why the hood's fucked up. Maybe these people were saying, if they hear Rich Homie Quan talk about don't shoot a motherfucker, maybe it'll sink in.
No, ain't gonna happen because you done heard his song 6,000 times a day telling you that he was shooting motherfuckers. So that one fucking aspirin ain't gonna kill you.
So you said the everyday repetitive, you know, drug talk up against one interview about, now we better not do that.
Exactly. Because as soon as they go and turn on the show, nigga gonna be on the stage talking about who he shot and who he got. So I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, they have no integrity. On one hand, you're talking about stop the violence, stop the gun play, but the niggas that you stick up on the stage is going to be the same niggas talking that shit.
Well, right after the red carpet.
Right after that.
Well, that's true. So no doubt. So, but I'm just saying, I guess I'm trying to have sympathy for the movement.
I mean, it's a good movement. It has a good place. The heart is in the right place. But that they're talking about money. And to put the same niggas you hear on the radio 100 times a day, they're going to be on that stage.
Yep.
Well, I guess, I mean, I don't know what to say, man. I'm a little frustrated because, again, like I said, we don't have enough MCs. You know, you can have Crit up there, but other than, you know, maybe you can have maybe three or four others before you start bringing veterans up there. And once you bring the veterans up there, the young folks are like, fuck them old niggas. They talking that anti-violence shit because they old.
But that's why you got to put a mixture in there, and it ain't got to be none of them. The nuts, but you know what I'm saying? Again, like you said, Big Crit and some other, your boy from Compton who said he's gonna rap harder. Get him out there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you could add, Big Crit, I mean, Killer Mike, I mean, you know, there's people like that, Common. I mean, yeah, you could have those people of that type, that ilk. You know what I mean? But again,
right, they're not gonna hear Chuck D, unfortunately.
Well, no, they're gonna hear Chuck D. Hell, they're barely gonna listen to Common. But again, you know, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, how other can you get through? I mean, that's like asking Chief Keef, you know? Mm-hmm. What do you think about anti-guns and shit?
Better get your buzz off.
I'm riding down Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Oh, no doubt. So that's all I got. Swervin, you got something?
Nah, I'm surprised. I'm, you know, I know I don't really care because people get what they deserve, but it's not our real line, but did I see that Gucci got some more jail time? What is that about?
Jail nigga. I mean, he's home.
Oh, he is? I thought he was. Oh,
well, no, he's home in jail.
Right.
He went back to the house.
They added some time on there.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? If I would even took time to look at that and research, I guarantee you he was doing dumb shit.
Yeah, well,
and then he got tacked on. But who knows, man? Maybe, you know, I was like, Boosie ain't never getting out. Fuck it, man. That bitch got out. So,
he's chilling.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I don't know what day our listeners are listening to this show, even though we record now and put it on Monday. Common is going to be down here in the Charlotte area, the Harvey P. Gantt. So, you know, I'm be creeping, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what's up. No doubt. Common's still in my top 10, though, my nigga.
No doubt.
That's what's up. So, Kurt G, you got your shit together?
Yeah.
Kurt G, albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Guts, Hip Hop After All, and Element O, Pre-Paranoia, and that instrumental joint is Direct Labels Beat Dialogue Volume 2.
Indeed, no doubt. So, anyway.
You know what, can I do a sports minute for a second?
Oh, just go ahead. That's what's up.
Because, you know, I'm a Facebooker and all that, Twitter, all that, right? And I'm saying this on the air so Big B can hear me. Son, leave me alone, man. Leave me alone. I'm not one of them Eagle fans that your family, your forefathers told you about. I'm a football fan, and my favorite team is the Eagles. B, this dude is putting pictures and all kind of Philadelphia Eagle paraphernalia on there, whining, complaining. Dude, like, go like your team, B. Leave my team
Big
alone.
B. Well, who's Big B's team?
Oh, that team up there from Washington.
Oh, well, they stink right now.
Oh, okay. You mean the team that people ain't using their surname?
Old Danny Boy and them.
Old Danny Boy and them. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, look, at this point in the season, the only thing you can do is worry about your own team, Big B. I mean, at this point, that's all you can do. Just worry about your own team at this point in the season.
You, Curtis, because you are a respectable Washington fan.
I'm a real fan. I'm a realist. I see what they are, and I don't try to project them to be anything but what they are. They got to show me something first before I start believing.
but I don't think you ever belittled the Eagles ever. Well, not that I can recall.
No, I'm not. Well, I don't think it's about. You know what? Look, maybe he's just feeling like, you know, he's having a little bit of fun at your expense. You know what I mean?
Well, he got a whole segment on the show, so he got you.
Leave me alone.
Indeed, no doubt. So shout out to our family and friends who continue to listen to the show. We certainly appreciate that and that you could give us a little bit of your time. So salute to you, Hip Hop Digest family.
Oh, and big shout to Stitcher. He bigging us up on Twitter. And also Audio Boo. Yeah, appreciate that. They be putting us on feature on regular. I love that.
We on them channels. So you get us in a lot of places. So
no doubt.
What's up? See y'all next week.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
One.
Out. This is what I'm talking about. INS killing shit, he lay him down and chalk him out. Open up your ears, cause I'm what the streets talking about. Back to the basics, don't make me pull my Walkman out. Boombox breakbeat, I don't play on Safe Street. Me and Deck gangbang the beat, no break street. Dion how I run the church, shooting like I'm Sheldon's work. Instrumental pillaging, cause all I do is break beats. The cow brought that little rhyme back. Jerry's on my shoulders, I hope it don't make my spine crack. Hit me but they see me, Ray Charles, no contact. Building like a contract, I know my haters mind that. But fuck what they think, all I do is motivate. Long as they respect and keep it moving like a roller skate. Call the game rep until I die, I can hold the weight. Trigger finger click, Adam Sandler, I control the stake.
The product is pure, too raw for a plastic bag. I pack a blast, hit your dome like Cassius Jab. Mash out the packed house, that wow. Stacking chips like I'm working in the snack app. Wow, they getting mad cause I'm getting double. I stay on top like I'm living in the crib above you. It's only hating when they love you. Bubble on the food chain, Wu-Tang recognize what's new, king, you king. Salute your excellency. So cold with the heat, check my weather degree. I'm a stat boy, that boy, do it to death. But do rep, make the youth choose to move in the steps. INS, bless your brain cell with finesse. Something like a school test with the papers and checks. Yeah, it's Deck and it's B.I. We really mean biz. Got the streets lit, kinda like that Billie Jean biz.
They won't let us in the building. It's time to break the walls. Deck and it's B.I.
Shuffle, got y'all in trouble, live with my bars. Come for you, whoop it like God.
Yeah, it's 250 on the get right. Hoping for a good night. Don't know what I feel, but I feel like I should, right? Pod on shuffle, got y'all in trouble, live with my bars. Come for you, whip it like God don't love you. I'm confused. Somebody tell me, when do we lose sleep? That's about it. I'm wide awake and wired. I'm moving full speed, praying that I don't crash. Tipsy on the tempo, twisted. Matter of fact, fill off that. Jameson liquor, make the tamest a nigga. Feel crazily different and start aimlessly tripping. My cravings are different. West craving intentions. Kill a beat and film it just to say that we did it. Don't pay me attention. I'm zoned out, mumbling with the phone out. Pacing back and forth, exercising till the ghost out. Running on the closed route, competing with myself. One word, no spaces, both heard and felt done.
Beats, rhymes, life, times. All I I'm here to do is show them how I go for mine.
All I'm here to do is show them how I go for mine. Hands in the air by design. It's all about beats, rhymes, life, times.
All I'm here to do is show them how I go for mine.
Yo, all I'm here to do is show them how I go for mine.
Yo, I'm in it here to skill it. Even if I sound vintage, dog a rapper out of tough love. You fuck with it, me, it's just love. So bear with me as I raise cup. They all lost in these cornboys. How amazing, not an air to the hairs. Our pace wins, pull a Jimmy hat out of bunny. Hip hop magic, hip hop's flagship, Brooklyn Addy-matic. Rap went from battling to cat fights. John Shaft paragraphs. Guts on the boards. In the chop shop, chicken and some hen. Bring a friend, I don't cock block. I'm from the bubble with a couple of goats. Big Kane and Jay, he got to rock some votes. Look, love is the motivation, a husband the innovation. I'm wiping the writing with ink penetration, yeah. It's all about beats, rhymes, life,
times.
All I'm here to do is show them how I go for mine.
All I'm here to do is show them how I go for mine. Hands in the air by design. It's all about beats, rhymes,
life,
times.
All I'm here to do is show them how I go for mine.
Hey, yo, all I'm here to do is show them how I go for mine.
Punning me, acknowledge my rivers, massity bonics. I paid homage, untussled, hustled, and slave giants. Y'all stay lying, trying to say I ain't the hottest. I make modest out of smoldering cheese inside of hot pockets. A prophet Nostradamus with the pen and pad. Remember, dad never had the opportunity that his letters had immortalized. But I take in his craft to more than rhymes. Highly addicted with the lyrics, say you might snort my lines. I walk the fine from a kid to a man. So when you talk about my teeth, you got my dick in your hand. The tip in your mouth, just the tip, I figured it out. When niggas try to say they hate me, they're delivering clout. Delivering doubt, there's nothing that I ever did fear. Turn off the lights to say my name and watch me fucking appear.
It ain't hard to tell. I excel, then prevail. The mic is contacted.
So analyze me, deprive me, try to sanitize me, dumb it down to try to glamorize my samurai swing. Straight raw, 1,000 pounds of steel, compressor, slay ore. Survive the fucking longest on the table like an 8-ball. Hate all you want, but I would never retreat. I'm 300 all Spartans when I march on the beat. Large in the grease, you said I couldn't spit. Where the loogie at? The master like I'm packing them chuckers right where the Thule at. I ain't fresh, nigga, you should watch me when I play chess. Made a little money, spent it on, I get no pay less. Little sign for the kid who grew up with nothing. You thinking I was rich? Nigga, fool was mostly discussions. Thinking I'm a bitch, test me, I'm a scoring concussion. You said I breathe loud, freestyle, off the top is nothing. And when I excel like Duracell. Spell flame, say my name with the pain, I was birthed in hell.
It ain't hard to tell. I excel, then prevail. The mic is contacted. It ain't hard to tell, then prevail. The mic is contacted.
Yeah, coffee for everybody, man. Word up, cheers. Watch your highlights with low lights on laser disc. Major thanks, neighbor twist, flavor from the top list. Whatever screen might as well be at the movies. The scene is pristine, the cops keep shooting. They're suiting up for battle that no one could win. Protesting, not looting, see the TV spin. Frustrated with the content, the lack of slack. Hairline fracture, rap helping the
stress. I'm not a f*** your life and your wife playing in the hype. Less of that, here's some refreshment. Blessed with the foresight, knowing the more we push the envelope, you're more likely to get the positive vibes that we admit. Real thick, we don't violate. A few bricks and a towel to set the warp record straight. They got it backwards, reverse like curse words. They need to reimburse the style they stole. And by the time the OG gets it back, it's a wrap. Saying that's old is the world's first map. First map. Scratch my shoulder right now, Disclaimer, explain the range of the sanctified. We're all extensions of the Most High. Offspring chickens living the rotisserie. Missing the goodness, shifting into misery. First class citizens throw with pity parties. Gritty with the explanation, always saying sorry. My apologies, never meant to curveball y'all. Concerned with all being still the quits call. A quick fall in your dream, then your shape wake. Can't stall, got too many moves to make. In the groove for sake, break full for intelligence. Spam campaign, all addition is irrelevance. No nutrients, no substance. They're selling it and the people love it. Safe to assume it's under the same moon. Get in tune, coagulate when we move. It's a thickness, quickness, with quality. Put it on a DVD for all to see. Sign language for the hearing impaired. Thumbs up, been aware of the subject matter that gets no love. First handed, been branded since I landed on earth. Can't stand it or take it for granted, I do my work.
All right, Street Life, take one.
I still hang around, neither lost nor found. I hear the lonely sounds of music in the night.
playing the music, just want me to rap. Okay. Hey, hey. Obeen and YouTube, Baby Sweets. I just dropped by the studio to see what my son does. My main man, my son Common Sense. They used to call me No Sense. Now they say I got plenty of sense. About 6,000 years of it. You know, I'm just checking them out. See what's going on, because I'm always sitting around telling them about what we used to do back in our hood. You know, we used to be down and run this town, and it was all in peace and love. You know, and I'm checking them, and they're working on it, and they're bringing it back. I see harmony, understanding, and they're working on that love thing too. Because they be down with it, you know. And I hear them saying things like, whoa, whoa, I get a good feeling. I be saying, keep it up. Keep on moving with your groove and going the right way. This has got to be in your heart. And I can tell by your beat, you got it. See there? I can listen to them beats putting together there. Yeah. We used to be running this old town here. We used to be basketball playing brothers. You know, not everybody's playing basketball. I wonder where they come from, what they claiming. Gonna make an old man get his shoes out and throw one down to slam dunk on him. There's time the leaves start turning brown and get to be the fall of the year. I can say, yeah, it's time to play some. And these youngsters talking about they running out of breath. What you say? Yeah. I tell you what, we're going to try something brand new here. Because everybody likes new things. We're going to work on something new. And I'm going to call it peace. We're going to pretend like it's 6 years old. And we're going to build it and mold it. And nurture it and culture it. And go grow right into our society. For all of us to have. Do you believe in the peace? Not that peace. Do you believe in the peace? All right. Raise your hand if you believe in the peace. Okay, bring it. See if I can't talk common sense in it. That's cruising on down to 47th Street where Dad used to hang out at, you know. Ain't been but a few years. We moved from 47 to 87. 47 was my hood, 87 is his. But it's down. Name the bankers in this town now. Everybody calm down. Back in my day, they was showing up. Now they finally woke up. I hear they leaving it alone. Using words like truce. Love to hear that.